I know you've been hearing me talk about digital subscriptions and memberships lately, and there is no better person to chat about that than with my longtime mentor, Stu McLaren. In this episode, I want you to expand your thoughts into building a membership alongside your subscription box business. Grab your earbuds and let's go.
Welcome to the Launch Your Box podcast with weekly tips, tricks, and strategies to start, launch, and grow your subscription box. Now, here's your host, Sarah Williams.
Welcome back to the Launch Your Box podcast. I have a very, very special guest on the podcast today, someone I've never had on my podcast before, which seems weird because he's very much an important part of my business journey. And so I'm going to introduce you guys to him today. I'm going to make you think about your business. The way that we generate recurring revenue obviously is through subscription boxes, but what if there was another revenue stream that you could create recurring revenue with your business? We've talked about it before. You've heard past episodes regarding digital subscriptions, memberships. I just did a podcast episode with the ladies that hit $1 million last year. And one factor that they had in common was that they have a physical subscription box and they all had a membership component to their business. So they had two streams of recurring revenue. That's what we're going to talk about today. Let me introduce this man that's been an important part of my life for a long time. Stu McLaren, I met in 2018. I was in the midst of figuring out how to grow my own subscription box. I had about 350 box subscribers. And I just felt like I was missing something. Like, what did I not know? I didn't know what I didn't know. And so I stumbled across his course on memberships. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take this course. I'm going to see what I'm missing. He was talking about recurring revenue. He was talking about it in the form of memberships, but I knew my subscription box was just a physical component of a membership, right? So I jumped into this course. I learned from Stu. He taught me how to close the cart, which we talk about often. And within 5 days, I doubled that subscription box and I have never looked back. Now we're into the thousands of monthly subscribers. I've also built a super successful membership from hanging out with Stu. At the end of that year, I joined his mastermind. I have been in there for 5 years now, and Stu is very much a part of my success. He's been a wonderful mentor to me over the last 5 or 6 years. There's a sign I have in my bedroom that says, surround yourself with those that see greatness in you. Stu was one of those people that saw greatness in me early on in my business career. He just continues to see that in me and encourage me to lean into what I'm good at. And so I brought Stu here today because he's the membership guy. He knows all the things. I'm really excited to have him here with us today. He is getting ready to launch his course again, and we're going to talk about how we can take memberships and subscriptions and really create two streams of recurring revenue from both of those. Stu, how the heck are you?
First off, thank you so much for that intro. Super kind. And secondly, I just want to take a moment and acknowledge where you are filming from in this beautiful new space, because if people are listening to the audio version, you should definitely try to come and watch the video version, and you'll see Sarah's beautiful new introvert getaway that was fully funded by her subscription business. And it's a testament to what we're talking about here today of combining the power of both physical and digital memberships and subscriptions.
It's my little oasis. And I think that's the beauty of building a business with recurring revenue, Stu, is that when you build a stable, steady income stream, the possibilities are endless for your life. And this was important to me, to have the space that made me feel calm and peaceful. We do so much for people, right? Mm-hmm. We care for our families, our kids, our parents, our friends, but what do we do for ourselves? And I would call this self-care. This space here is my self-care.
I love when we were talking about it, how you said that it is away from everybody else. So there's no reason why anybody would come into this room.
No.
That was pure introvert speak right there. It was amazing.
I'm getting better at my introvertedness. Saw me in New Orleans a few months ago or last month, and I went out every single night. Just so you know,
I went to dinner. I was impressed
every night.
It was impressive. I must say, it's incredible to watch your growth, both personal growth, but also in your business growth. Like, yeah, that's what's been so fun about this journey.
Yeah. Stu, let's talk memberships because we talk subscription boxes around here every single day. And my audience understands the power of recurring revenue, especially for product-based businesses. But on that episode that I had just mentioned about these ladies I was interviewing that made their $1 million last year, the commonality was they had a physical membership and they had a digital membership. Mm-hmm. And I know there's been a lot of questions from that episode of what can I do to create a membership in my business? So can we talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, my world, I really boil memberships down into four main categories. So category number one, your audience is intimately familiar with. This is a product-based membership. So this is like a subscription box, like what you teach. It's like a tie of the month, coffee of the month, this of the month type thing. It's like where you're sending a physical product every month, or it could be quarterly, to your subscribers. But that's a product-based membership. Your audience is familiar with that. We don't need to go into detail. Second type of membership, though, would be a service-based membership. So for anybody out there that has a service-based business, maybe you're a massage therapist and you rely on clients coming into your massage therapy business, and we hope that they're going to rebook, but we have no certainty around whether they will. And what happens in that scenario is that we have unpredictable income. And so Mary Claire Fredette in our community is a great example of that. She's a foot massage therapist. And she had unpredictability in her business. Some months were amazing when clients were, you know, booking and she's packed full. And then next month, it's like, where did everybody go? And so the income was up and down. And
I have a membership that I pay for that's a service membership. And it's a blowout membership.
I knew you were going to say that. You and Amy Porterfield, I swear. Okay, so it's a great example, right? Like instead of the blowout bar, like hoping that you're going to come back,
yeah,
they've created stability in their business where they said, hey, Sarah, like we'll give you a good deal if you join the membership and then you get a certain number of blowouts per month. Am I right in that?
Yeah. So I get 4 blowouts a month. So that's one a week. And then if I book additional blowouts in that month, I get them at a discount. So I actually get 8 blowouts a month. Don't tell anybody other than the people listening to this podcast because I'm real bougie about my hair. But it's the most relaxing thing. I sit there for an hour. Somebody does my hair. I check emails. I make plans for what I'm doing that day. Maybe I'm going live or something. I sit there and I work for an hour while somebody does my hair. And then because they double wash it and they use all these great products, I don't have to wash it. So I don't have to wash it and style it the next day or the next day or the next day. I'm saving myself so much time. So I never wash my hair. I go twice a week.
I love how you have justified it to yourself.
It's amazing.
It's a great example though. The blowout bar, Mary Claire Fredette did the same thing with her massage therapy business. And by the way, it was interesting because I was catching up with her several months ago and I asked her, I said, how has things been going? She said, I actually haven't launched since I did the membership. And my heart kind of sank because I thought in my mind, I was interpreting that as, oh no, it hasn't come. She said, no. Like I haven't had a need to. She said 80% of the members who signed up during her initial launch are still members 3 years later. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And so
to have that, have your calendar booked every single day, knowing your income's going to come in. Yes.
Yeah. And so she said it's just been absolutely a game changer for her. But we see this like in service-based businesses like the blowout bar, the massage therapy. There's a barber in Toronto. They do the same thing. Car washes, like car wash across our road.
I have one of those too.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's like super convenient. You pay one time. Like, by the way, the way they structured the pricing for the car wash near us is brilliant. You can go through one time for $10, or you can go through an unlimited number of times throughout the month for $12 a month.
Wow.
It's like a no-brainer. Like, why would you only go through one time? Like, you might as well just get the membership and you can go through an unlimited number of times for an extra $2. But what they've done is they've taken a one-time customer, hoping that they come back, turn them into a recurring membership member. And now with certainty, they know this particular car wash, because I talked to them about it, they know at the beginning of the month, 4,500 customers are going to be paying them. So what I want to do is I just want to inspire people and plant a seed for everybody to think how recurring revenue changes the game. Because now that business, they can invest in their marketing with confidence. They can hire additional staff with confidence. There's so much more they can do because they have the confidence of knowing that that money's coming in every single month at the start of the month. So anyways, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
it can be done with product-based businesses and service-based businesses. And it sounds like, Sarah, like you have a long list of service-based businesses that you keep busy with your subscriptions.
Yes.
And then the third one, this is probably the most popular, and we could probably spend a little bit of time and unpack this one. But these are like knowledge-based or information-based memberships. This is typically where you're doing one of three things. Number one, you're either solving a ongoing problem or challenge. Some examples of that would be a market like training your dog. You could have this wild puppy that's out of control, biting, peeing, barking, doing all the nonsense. And you're not going to go from a puppy that's out of control to the perfect puppy like that. It's an ongoing problem that's going to take time to change that. And so that's what makes it perfect for a membership. Another example of an ongoing problem would be like a relationship membership. Again, you're not going to go from a relationship that is broken and both partners are feeling out of whack to like this perfect, happy-go-lucky, dancing down a rainbow type relationship. Like that doesn't happen overnight, right? There's a period of time. So knowledge-based memberships that are centered around solving an ongoing problem or challenge are really great. Another one would be like learning a skill. So your membership is a perfect example of this. You help subscription box owners grow a wildly successful subscription box business. But inevitably, like that's a skill set that is always evolving. Like it's not like you just get to a finish line and then all of a sudden you're good and you don't have to learn anything. Like you're always evolving. You're always deepening your skills and your mastery of those skills, which is why anybody with a subscription box should go and join Sarah's membership, because it is going to inevitably help you be able to sell a lot more box subscriptions. But that is another great example where people are mastering a skill, going deep in that skill. Does that make sense so far?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And then the other type for a knowledge-based membership is really built around the element of convenience. And what I mean by that is like what we're doing is we're providing digital items that makes someone's life a little bit more convenient. And I know you've got lots of examples of this with women in your market, because that typically for a subscription box owner, this is gonna be that category. But some examples would be like, think of Patty Palmer. So Patty was an art teacher and she was sharing some lessons that she was doing in her art classrooms on a blog. And what she realized was that a lot of people kept asking her for PDF breakdowns of her lesson plans. And the light bulb went off and she thought, wait a minute, like I could probably save teachers a whole lot of time, because listen, my wife, Amy, was a teacher for 10 years. And so I know that the pain point for teachers is the lesson planning, because it consumes their nights, it consumes their weekends. And if somebody can come along like Patty and say, you know what, you don't even have to worry about that. Like I'm just gonna hand you these lesson plans each month. All you gotta do is just follow the lesson plan and implement it in the classroom. That's an amazing time saver for teachers. And so that is tremendously convenient. So like lesson plans, scripts, or what was the thing?
Templates,
that's
things like that. I think about like marketing memberships, like having Canva templates and having scripts for posting and things like that. Those are all things that business owners can use that would provide a value to someone like me, right? I have to do that every day, right? I have to create graphics, I have to create copy, I have to create marketing assets every day. So providing something for somebody else that makes their life easier and more convenient to get things
exactly
done.
That's exactly mm-hmm. It's just like saving them time. Like one of the first ones that I ever joined as a customer was in this category. My wife and I we don't like to cook. We're terrible cooks. Before we had kids, we just stumbled along. We'd figure it out. But once we had our kids, we realized we got to actually start feeding ourselves healthy food. Yeah, some nutrition. Like it was. So I went online and I literally did a search. This was my search. Like fast or healthy meals, fast, healthy meals. That was my search, fast, healthy meals. And I came across this website. It was called Fresh 20. The tagline was amazing. It was like healthy meals in 20 minutes or less. And I'm like, that spoke exactly to what I was, you know, looking for. So I joined and it was super simple. They provided like recipes and blah, 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 and all those things. But the thing that I actually found most useful was they provided a grocery list. So I didn't even have to think about what I needed to do. I was legit in the grocery store, Sarah, on my phone, and I would just follow the items. Okay, I needed like a head of broccoli. Okay, got it. I was just grabbing the items, following. I didn't have to think. It just made my life easier. And that is the whole premise behind that category of knowledge-based and information-based memberships, is it just makes people's lives easier. So when we talk about digital knowledge or information-based memberships, if you're solving an ongoing problem, great idea. If you are helping people master a skill, great idea. Or if you're helping make people's lives easier, more convenient, that's another great type of digital information-based membership. So that's three of the categories: product-based, service-based, knowledge-based. Last one would be just a straight up community-based membership. It's just where we're creating a gathering place for people who have a shared interest to be able to chat, help each other, support each other. And sometimes the community-based component is added on to another type of membership. Sometimes it's a standalone, but those are the four types: product, service, knowledge, and community-based memberships.
I'd love to give some like real life application to this. As you're talking, I'm thinking about different people in my community, that ways for them to take what they do with their products and make a digital or a service-based membership out of this. And as you were talking, I was thinking about Amy. She has a sublimation box. So what that means, Stu, is that there are certain products that you can get that you can sublimate graphics onto. Okay. So she gives a variety of products that kind of have a theme, and she's providing like the graphics for you to sublimate onto these products. So she's helping the hobbyist, but also the beginning business owner with how to sublimate, and then giving you some things to play with, like the blanks, which could be like a mug, a shirt, a keychain, earrings. Like these are the blanks that you can sublimate graphics on. Okay. So now I'm thinking in my mind, she needs a membership, because she could be selling bundles of graphics every single month, or templates or designs for maybe even the advanced sublimator, someone that does this for a business that doesn't want to have to create their own graphics all the time or wants those there. I think about also in our membership, I think about somebody like Tamara Bennett. She's got three reoccurring revenue streams. Okay. So Stu, Tamara, because she came into your world with me in 2018.
Decorative door hangers. She rocked my world, because I'm like, what are you talking about, decorative door hangers? I'm like, is that the thing you put on your doorknob like when you don't want to be disturbed? And she's like, oh no, Stu, you're clearly not from the South.
I'm
like,
exactly. So she's evolved her business. She started with a membership as we were going through your course. She started with a membership, and that was called the Painter's Clubhouse. And she was just teaching people how to paint on door hangers. Then after she did that for a while, people need these templates so they can cut out their own door hangers. So she was teaching people back in the day how to get your scroll saw out and cut out the design so that you could paint your door hanger. She was giving them a template for the outline of that door hanger. Okay. So then she started a template club. So this was, she would drop like, 30, 50 designs a month, and you could buy them one off. And people were buying every one of them every month that she did that. And she would have them like half price on Fridays or something. And she said, I think I could start a membership with this template club. And so she started the template club. She was already creating the design. She was already selling them as one-offs, but she made a no-brainer offer to sell these templates in a bundle. And they got them at the first of every month, and they didn't have to wait each week for them to drop. So that was her second membership. Then over the last 18 months, she started her third membership. That was her subscription box. So she's teaching people how to paint. She's giving people the templates that want to cut their own designs. But now she's got the people that don't want to cut their own designs. And so she created the big box of blanks. These are the door hangers that she's teaching on every month. And she's sending a quarterly subscription box to your door. So you have the blanks for the next quarter to paint on with her. And so she's done this in the service, the knowledge base with the teaching people how to paint. She's done it with the template club, like giving people, making it convenient, the digital component there. And she's done it with the physical products. And it's all to the same audience. Like, we're not talking about creating a new membership for a brand new audience that you have to build from scratch. Like, we're not talking about that. We're talking about how you can take who you serve right now with your product-based business, with your subscription box, and what can you do to serve them in a digital or service or community-based way to create another recurring revenue stream for your business.
Right? What's interesting about this too, Sarah, in a similar but slightly different example, I think so many businesses have this hidden potential and opportunity, and they just don't even realize it. Like back in the day with my first software company, one of the things that we started to notice was that we would get questions coming into our support desk about the software, but we would also get questions coming into our support desk that were not necessarily about the software, but were more about the strategy of how to use the software in other ways. And what we realized was like, hey, this is not really customer service. This is like another area or opportunity or way in which we could serve our clients and customers. So we spun off another membership, and it was a digital membership, and it was a no-brainer for our customers. And so we ended up adding like thousands of people to this digital membership. And most businesses would think, yeah, but isn't that just customer support? No, because customer support is around how to use the actual software. This was more about like how to grow their business, which is different, but similar.
And speaking to your same ideal customer, because they were the business owner.
That's right. And I think that most business owners that are listening to this have that area of opportunity, because inevitably your customers are buying from you for a reason, but they're in that there's like this implicit authority that they look to you, that you are an expert, and they are open and wanting to hear from you. Like, you're a perfect example of this, Sarah. Like, you have a subscription box business. That was your bread and butter. But inevitably, what happened? You got a million and one questions about how to grow a subscription box. And I remember there was like this light bulb moment when you like realized, there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity here to be able to serve people at a deeper, higher level. You ran with it, and right away you could see the momentum, and boom. Now, I'd love to say like it was instantaneous. It was pretty darn quick. But the reality is you have another multi-million dollar membership because you're serving people that you were serving anyway that were asking slightly different questions. And you could serve them at a deeper level with a digital membership. And everybody listening here right now has a similar opportunity. All we got to do is we just got to start paying attention to the questions that people are asking, the things that they're wanting, and start asking ourselves, how could I serve them in a slightly deeper way or alternative way? And that's when the ideas will start flowing.
Let's talk about a few of the industries. I want to get people's brains thinking about what they do and how they can apply this to their business. So we've touched a little bit on the pet industry. We have tons of pet subscriptions in my community. And when we think about what could we do for a pet membership, what comes to mind for you, Stu?
There's so many great examples right within our community. I think of Susan Garrett, who teaches people how to train their dogs. And her area of expertise is she competes at the international level of where they run dogs through like these obstacle courses and they got to do it in certain times and all that kind of stuff. And she's world famous for that. But she realized like that is a subset, like people who are competing at that level, that's a subset of people who have dogs. She realized the bigger opportunity is just teaching people the basics of training a dog. Right? Like people who just got a pet, like my dog, Callie, I just want her to not run away when I let her outside. I just want her to not bark at people and go mad when they come in the door. And so she realized, like, yes, I can train your dog how to run through this obstacle course at lightning speed, but the majority of people just want a well-trained dog. So she has both a membership for the elite people that want to train them how to run through obstacle courses, and she has a membership for people that just want a well-trained dog. So training is an easy one. I think of Beth, who's in our mastermind. She teaches people who run like dog spas and how to grow their business. Now, I know that's a subset of the pet industry, but like she could easily have a subscription box, which is sending dog spa supplies as an example, but she's also teaching these dog spa owners how to grow their dog spas. So there's all kinds of opportunity there. But I think there's opportunity in all kinds of animal related markets. I know people who teach equestrian riding because my daughter rides horses, and we have a number of people in our community who are teaching people how to ride horses in different styles like English or Western. There's people that are teaching them how to do the, what is it called? Like the barrel, you're down in Texas, you would know.
Barrel racing.
Like barrel racing, there you go. Yeah, see? But there's all kinds. And I think that, again, it's just pause for a moment and just ask yourself, like, what questions are people asking about this? So if you got a subscription box, maybe it's providing beauty supplies. What questions are people asking about this? Are there questions being asked about how to apply it? How to do different styles? Here's a perfect example, total tangent, but similar. My daughter, I went upstairs, this was several months ago, to kiss her goodnight. She's 12 years old. And I walk into her room and she's got her Lululemon tights wrapped around her head. And I'm like, what? I'm like, Marla, what is happening right now? And she's, oh, I've learned this new tutorial on how to curl my hair using my tights. And I'm like, what? And she has this whole routine. It's crazy. And then the next morning she comes down, she's looking like Farrah Fawcett. I'm like, holy cow, her hair has got like these gorgeous natural curls. And she does this like all the time. Now, this is an example of a tutorial that she watched on YouTube. But that could easily be an example of something that could be in a membership site. If somebody was providing beauty supplies as an example, what is that market wanting? They're wanting to learn how to make themselves feel better, look better, all the things. And that could easily be the topic of a membership site with these different types of tips and tricks. So anyway, I share this because there's a hidden potential in all kinds of markets. And we see people creating membership sites, this Sarah, in markets that would blow your mind, like from photography and calligraphy to fitness and finance and music and art and health. And as we mentioned, dog training. Heck, even Holly George has a membership site teaching people how to make balloon animals. Balloon animals. She has thousands of people in a membership site teaching people how to make balloon animals. It's just,
The belly dancer membership that's in your community too.
There's belly dancing. There's all kinds. Like, it's mind blowing. But what we need to realize is that the internet gives us the opportunity to be able to reach so many people around the world. And one thing that I do think is important that we touch on, Sarah, is that maybe for a subscription box, maybe people have limited in their mind that it's only for a certain region. Maybe it's like only for the United States, as an example, if that's your market. But a digital membership, it opens up international doors. And I think that gives us the opportunity to reach a lot more people, which for tiny markets, I quote tiny in quotations, tiny markets, it's a lot bigger than we realize.
When I think about these components of physical product and memberships, one easy industry in my world is the crafting and artist world. And I see a big portion of my students who are in that market able to very easily put a membership with their subscription box, and they can sell them separately. They can sell them combined. And we see that in like lettering. We see that in crafting. We see that in sewing. We see that in all those. And people will say, yeah, but they teach something. So when someone comes to me that maybe has a subscription box like mine, where I'm just delivering this real cute stuff that you get to wear and have fun with, and they're like, how would you create a digital component to your business? And I think about this often. I don't need to start another membership because I'm quite busy. But I think if I were going to start a digital or membership, mine would be community-based. I look at my audience and I think they want styling tips. They want to know how to wear stuff. And I'm working on a blog right now with just wearing a t-shirt and styling a t-shirt. And so they would want to be a part of a community. This would be probably a community-based membership if I was going to do that with my subscription box. How to wear and style things when you're this size or this size, how you can use things you already have to dress up your outfits. And this would also, I would also build in a VIP membership here. Like maybe they get a discount on everything else in my store other than the subscription box. Maybe they get first access to new products. I can show them how to layer outfits. I can show them how to accessorize. I can show them how to style things. And that would be a community-based membership for me. So when you're sitting here listening to this and you're saying, yeah, but mine is different. I'm not teaching. I don't have expertise. You do. You do have expertise. I'm not a fashionista. I'm not out there runway designing clothes, but I know how to put things together. And you know what? I know how to put things together for women that are overweight. And that is an important factor in my world because I had been overweight my whole life. And according to the stupid BMI index, I still am, but I don't feel it anymore. But anyway, I know how someone feels. I know how to cover and hide the things you don't want people to see. And you can be skinny and still feel like you don't look good. And I know how what that feels like. And I know how to help people in that way. Yeah. So when you think about whether you have a self-care box or you have a mocktail box or you have whatever it is that your subscription box is, how can you serve people on a higher level by building a membership with your expertise and serving your ideal customer? That's what I think about.
Yeah. You triggered a thought for me.
Okay.
For that person who is listening and giving us the yeah buts, yeah, and those mind gremlins are taking over and giving you every reason why it won't work for your particular market. Here's what I want you also realize. You actually also don't even need to be the expert of your membership. Yeah. There are many examples of people who are not the expert, but what they are is they're playing the role of the curator. And what I mean by that is that they know what their market want. And so they've got their finger on the pulse of their people. And so what they then do is they go out and they find other experts and they invite them to come and teach and share inside the membership. John Gallagher is a perfect example of this. He runs a membership site called herbmentor.com. He wasn't the expert. What he did was he had a passion for the topic. And so he knew the kinds of questions and the things that people were asking and the things that they wanted to know and learn. And he went out and he found those experts and he would interview them. And then he would create learning materials around what the other experts have said. So that's one way to do it, where he acts as a curator, so to speak. Another way to do it is like what our buddy Scott Paley has done. He partnered with somebody who was the expert. He went to this woman, her name is Joan Gary. She's an expert in the nonprofit leadership space. And he suggested that they come together and create a membership together. And that has now 5,000 plus members. Scott is not the expert. Crazy. Like Joan is, and it makes a great partnership. And so if you're sitting here saying, I don't know if I could do it, maybe you've got the audience and subscribers. And if you approached a expert and said, hey, listen, this could be an awesome partnership, who knows what might happen? There's another gentleman, another Scott, in fact, his name's Scott Curran. His best buddy is one of the world's top dentists, specifically with the Invisalign procedure. Mm-hmm. And he approached his buddy, Ryan, and said, hey, have you ever thought about a membership? And after a bunch of back and forth conversation, they too have created a membership together. Scott is not the expert. He doesn't know anything about being a dentist. Ryan is the expert, but they came together and they have created a phenomenal membership. So I just share this because there's always a way. There's always a way. If you're feeling like, oh, I don't know if I'm the person, I think that's bogus. And I also, Sarah, made a perfect point on that. But there's alternative options as well, meaning there's really no excuse why you can't move forward. More often than not, it's this fear. It's a fear that's holding us back, an anxiety that's holding us back for whatever reason. And so we've got to address that so that you can move forward and realize, like, you can do this. You've already likely got the customer base that is craving, wanting, asking questions. This is a way for you to serve them at a higher and higher level. Just like we talked about Tamara with the door hangers. Like, that's a perfect example. People were asking additional questions. They're wanting the templates. Boom, she creates the templates. Then there's this portion of people that they don't even want to cut the stuff out themselves. They just want it sent directly to them. No problem. We'll create that convenience too. We'll send it to them. So there's always an opportunity if we just open ourselves up. And there's always a way to be able to make it work if we just open ourselves up to the possibility.
Absolutely. And I know that people listening right now are thinking, okay, what can I do for a membership? How can I get this going? And I want to invite them to come to your workshop that you have coming up. Can you tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a absolutely free workshop. And we only do this one time a year because it is a full-on endeavor. But here's the reality. I want you coming into this workshop just curious about how a membership could, maybe, might work for your market. And maybe that idea is fuzzy. You don't know all the specifics, and that is 100% okay, because the purpose of the workshop is to help you go from fuzzy idea to crystal clear idea, to go from how the heck do I do this to here are your exact steps. In fact, Sarah, here's what I am most proud about with this free workshop is that there will be people who will actually launch their memberships during the free workshop. And some are listening right now and they're thinking, I am not ready for that. I don't have my website set up. They're going through all that. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. And what is tremendously exciting is watching in real time people get out of their own way and start putting what we teach into practice and start welcoming paying members of a digital membership. We're going to show you exactly how to do that during the free workshop. It all starts on April 4th.
And we'll have the link there in the show notes for you guys, so you can go over and join Stu. And I'm going to be hanging out in the workshop as well. But that's coming up soon. So I want you just to use this as an opportunity to expand your mind, expand your thinking, and ultimately expand your business. Because we're in this time where we are generating reoccurring revenue. But what if you had a second reoccurring revenue stream? How would that change your business? And how would that change your life? I want you to think about that. And I want you to come over and join Stu and I in his workshop. I'll be thinking about stuff. I don't need to start anything new, Stu. I am so busy. I'm locked and loaded. But I'm going to be there to help my students get through that with you.
It's going to be a blast. And you're a perfect example, the poster child, so to speak, of somebody with a product-based membership who added a digital membership and has seen both explode. They both complement and serve each other. And I know that is a possibility for everybody watching and listening as well. And my encouragement to you is come join us for the free workshop. We'll show you exactly how to go about doing it.
Awesome. Thanks, Stu. We'll see you guys over in the free workshop.
See you, everybody.
Make sure you subscribe to the Launch Your Box podcast. I'd love for you to take a minute to rate and review it. Let me know which episode is your favorite so far. Don't forget to join me next week right here.